This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X1075.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Got some good news and some bad news to kick things off today. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
Why don't we start off today, Dave, with some bad news?
Some bad news. We all like binge-watching shows, right? Like you find a really great show that you love, you sit down, you just watch it episode after episode. It's totally changed the way that people consume television.
I feel like that's one of the few things we have left that's pure in this world.
Until now.
What is
with so much content available and so much screen time becoming the norm, replacing hours devoted to fitness, socializing, and sleeping, the potential health implications of binge watching is becoming more obvious. They did a research study on the health effects of binge watching. While it's still in its infancy, so there's not a ton of information out there, but a few studies have raised some major concerns, including one that was published back in 2017 in the Journal of Clinical Sleep Medicine. Avid binge watchers reported poor sleep quality, increased fatigue, and insomnia symptoms. Michigan State University researchers presented a link between binge watching and poor lifestyle choices, such as opting for unhealthy meals, unhealthy snacks.
What? No, I'd never do anything like that.
And sedentary behavior.
Mahoney.
What?
Yeah.
Mahoney.
No.
You're not going to order Postmates 3 to 4 times in a single day while sitting on the couch not moving.
Well, the thing, Dave.
You didn't list that as your, quote, best day ever.
Yeah, I'm not moving. I'm walking to the front of my house to get the door when the order gets there, sir. So that is, you know, it's quite the jaunt.
You also go to the bathroom, too.
It's unhealthy, and I get why it's a bad life choice. There's nothing better than when you have a full day off and you have a TV show that you love and you're just able to sit there in your own filth hour after hour and just keep letting the episodes roll over with no consequence.
And you're just like, damn, this is good. Mm.
Especially if it's one of those shows that has the cliffhanger at the end of every episode. Oh, yeah. Because it's tough to go to bed at night.
You don't want to know.
Of course.
Are you caught up? Have you bought the fourth season of Better Call Saul yet?
I bought the fourth season, and I'm like halfway through.
Okay.
Yeah. It's good.
But that's also like, that was a little treat. You only thought there were 3 seasons.
Yeah, so the 3 seasons are available on Netflix. And the way that it ended at the 3rd season, I could get how that potentially could have been the end of the series.
Yeah.
And then Mahoney goes, no, there's a 4th season, and there's actually a 5th season
that's in production,
filming right now. And I was, oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Why is it that we can watch so many TV shows, like, back to back to back, but, like, to watch, like, a 3-hour movie, people were complaining that, like, Avengers
too long.
was three hours long, but, like, you can easily watch, you know, 1-hour back-to-back shows without even breaking a sweat. I don't know. It's weird. My fiance's like that. She's asleep 30 minutes into a movie.
It feels like a commitment.
Yeah.
Whereas a TV show,
you can pause it and you can leave.
It's bite-sized.
Yeah. But a movie's really not, though. A movie, you're done in 2 hours traditionally. With a series, you've got like 4 weeks.
Well, add this to the list of all the things that you love killing you.
Yeah, it's everything's
fine.
Everything
that you love is killing you, including binge watching TV shows, which otherwise just used to be known as sitting on the couch.
Yeah.
So a family dog has to save a 4-year-old boy that gets attacked by a mountain lion.
We've been hearing more and more stories of people getting attacked by mountain lions in the last few months than I can remember in like recent years combined.
So this is an area outside of Seattle called Leavenworth. It's in central Washington. Lovely area. Go there every holiday season with the family. But it's pretty rural. Like, it's kind of in the middle of nowhere. A mountain lion knocked down a 4-year-old boy on Saturday while he was on a walk with his family at a park.
Now, my gosh.
The child only suffered a few scratches in the terrifying incident that took place about 9 p.m. on Saturday. So it's getting dark. Up in Seattle,
it gets dark later.
Yeah. Because you're pretty far up north. Mm-hmm. But 9 p.m. on Saturday, it's probably dusk.
Oh, wow.
You know, so it's getting dark, but it's not pitch black. Fortunately, the family had some dogs with them, and they were able to turn the dogs loose, and they scared the cougar away.
Oh, wow.
State wildlife officials tracked the mountain lion down and killed it, and a lot of people are up in arms about this. But if a mountain lion is attacking human babies, mountain lion's got to go.
Yeah.
There's a
pecking order on this planet. I'm sorry, there is. It's just how it works. It goes, ugly-ass animals, cute animals, us. That's how it works.
Where would you rank a cougar?
Well, a cougar is just fine, but unless it attacks humans.
Yeah, violent animals at the very bottom. If you attack a person or any of the above.
And below violent animals, somehow fish, because they're just so dumb.
Yeah.
Their little eyes go like in separate
directions. A whole basket of their friends caught right there, and they don't even notice as you've got a... I mean, it's just a worm. Is it really that good? And how do you not notice the enormous hook?
No.
You're just so stupid.
What if all of our food came with a hook?
I
would be so caught.
Oh, you mean if Postmates showed up and they had a hook? they would just send Toyota Corollas trolling down your street with...
We got one.
There goes Mahoney.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
You had to fight me, though.
Mahoney just flops in the car. Hey, you got some food? Let's melt some fries. Those garlic fries, I love them.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So everybody seems to be about that dog life, like owning a dog. What happened to owning a cat? I love owning a cat. They have the best personalities. They either love you or they want to be left alone. Cats all the way, 2019.
Didn't they get
deleted?
He called us yesterday and he just doubled down on it.
He's really
you know what?
Cats.
Not mad at him. If you have your thing with cats, fine on you, but stop with the propaganda, sir.
We will not. We will make you register as a feline foreign agent.
Don't shove your cat down your throats.
What's that?
Don't shove your cat down our throats.
What?
Please leave a message after the tone.
Do you ever get shaved by somebody else? It's really nice. I had a girlfriend one time who... I have a really hairy back, and one day she just, like, out of the blue kind of offered, like, would you want me to shave it for you just to, like, see how it feels? It felt great. It was amazing. I don't know. There's something very, like, therapeutic about another person shaving you. I recommend everybody try it at least once, you know?
Message deleted.
I don't even like going to the barber and having him shave my face. Mm-hmm.
Would you trust your significant other?
To shave your back?
To shave
sure.
your back.
Who cares?
Yeah,
but not other things. Not my face. Not my...
Your what?
My armpits.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Anything
else?
Oh,
you shave your armpits?
Sometimes, yeah.
Really?
It just depends on how the level of fitness I'm in.
Yeah. It's true. Like, guys that get more fit have less body hair because they feel better about themselves or taking care of it. Like, if you look in the mirror, you're like, all right, I'm looking good. That's when you're like, all right, it's time to do some heavy-duty manscaping.
That's right. But even then, I still like the I'll do more of the buzz than the shave because...
The full shave.
Because the full shave ends up being more itchy. On your armpit, if you as a guy, as it grows back, unless you're just constantly shaving it. But
Sylvia, would you find it erotic if a guy said, "I want to shave your legs"?
No, because I don't trust him. I don't want.
What if he was an expert shaver?
Oh, okay. Well, if you're an expert,
it's all right.
Sure,
but
I'll try it once.
Would it be soothing? Do you think, like this guy is saying?
Probably not. I'd be anxious. Yeah. I don't want him to cut my legs.
The old guy with the shaky hand at the barbershop.
Yeah,
that is I don't. I have never been to one of those like fancy shave places. They just do not interest me any way, shape, or form. Like some of
the knife.
There's some spas that have like barbershop services that have the straight razor. Uh-huh. I'm like,
you can kill me too easily.
You could sneeze.
Yeah.
Oh no! Oh no!
Guess I'm a hitman for the mafia now.
So I'm a light sleeper, okay? I was trying to get to bed last night, and a bird woke me up. I just heard a bird flap when I was awake. I couldn't get back to sleep. And the crazier thing is I can't put earmuffs on, or I can't put in, you know, the silences in my ears because the feel of those keep me up, too. I got to figure out a way to knock myself out, you guys. Okay, have a good morning, y'all.
Message deleted.
Oh, he just sounds like he needs sleep.
Yeah, there's something about springtime where, for whatever reason, at, you know, like 4:30 in the morning, there's birds just going buck-ass wild right outside of your window. You're like, hey, get that y'all are horny and it's spring fever, but chill.
There's a bird singing outside of my bedroom at like from 1 a.m. until 4 a.m., total dark. I don't know what the hell this thing. Fiance got so mad, went outside, kicked the tree he was in.
Did it work?
He flew off for a while, but then he was back the next night.
son of a
kick
bitch.
The tree.
Oh yeah. And we're like if he is here, because it went like three nights in a row.
Yeah.
And we're like, if he is here the fourth night, that bird better.
We have a rotisserie birdie for dinner.
That's right.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey guys, just coming down to being adult. Why does everybody seem so distraught when it comes to being an adult? You know, the Army taught me, you know, you just kind of go with the flow, and if you have a question, ask. You know, it's not that hard. I have to convey this one to my wife all the time. Thanks, guys. Love the show.
Message deleted.
So you have to convey to your wife all of the time that she's just being a sniveling little butt, and being an adult isn't that hard? My friend, your life is about to get a lot harder.
No. I mean, I would
don't
say they're no. Like after going, being in the military, you know, he said he was in the military, you know, it's like you get told what to do. There's something that about being told what you're doing that makes things like simpler. I don't
most
know.
People
not,
like being
easy.
Told
it's
what to do.
It's not easier.
No.
It's simpler.
Most
though.
People like being told what to do. I remember early on in the relationship with a wife, I would always just instantly make the decision on where we would want to eat.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's gotten more complicated as we've gotten deeper into our relationship.
Yeah. Because you know what she likes more now.
Right.
You're taking these things to account. You're trying to figure out what she wants.
I was very assertive early on. Yeah. I'm just like, we're going to dinner. We're going here. And she's like, oh, I love that.
Yeah. I did the same thing.
And then I'm just a total weakling. I'm like, what do you want? I don't know. What do you want? Being an adult is hard, all right?
Dave and Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
It's like when I have a day and I have no plans, that's the hardest day.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
what do I do?
What do I do?
What do I do with all this
the
time?
The worst. You're with a group of people on vacation. Where should we go? I don't know.
Well,
what
I don't
do
know.
You want to see?
Ah. Oh, it's too much.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So yesterday, Apple had their big WWDC, which I guess was cool. It had a lot of people buzzing about different stuff that they're coming out with. This is kind of neat. Obviously, you're listening to the radio right now, so you enjoy listening to free radio content.
Yep.
They said that with their new updated iOS, you're going to have access to over 100,000 radio stations that you can just call for on Siri. You can say,
hey,
Siri, play X107.5 or whatever it may be.
Yeah.
We'll see if that works.
We'll see if it works.
Only took us 5 years to get that.
We finally got Alexa working.
Does Google Home, Ian, you're a Google Home Assistant guy, right?
Yes, Google Home does work.
Can you just say, hey, play X107.5?
Yes.
Does it work on the Apple HomePods? Have you tried it, Mahoney?
Not if you say, hey,
you terrible employee.
No,
what are you doing?
You haven't tried it. No, I know you can't. It doesn't work on. They don't play radio stations yet. But if you say, hey, play Dave and Mahoney, you say, hey, Siri, play Dave and Mahoney. And if you have it
loaded, the podcast
and
or whatever.
If you have it in your podcast app, it will load
the latest. Okay. That's kind of cool. But I mean, the fact that they're going to do it now with radio stations, which again is totally free content.
Yeah.
And for a lot of people, if you live in a different city than you grew up in, you have nostalgia for the radio station that you grew up with, whatever it may be, that's kind of cool, too.
Yeah, I think.
Talking to everyone that's moved away from
cool,
Las Vegas.
It's cool, but like, what way to be 5 years late to the game behind Amazon and Google.
But that's, you know, that's how Apple does, because Apple is still the big dog when it comes to having people with their phones, and
yep.
So Apple can be late to the party. They'll let everyone else run out and test it
first. Still the world's most.
Yep.
They're still the world's richest company. They're, you know, worth damn near $1 trillion, depending on what the stock market is that day. Some of the stuff that they rolled out, though.
Well, yeah. What was most impressive to you? Because you watched the whole thing. I mean, other than it created an impression, probably not a good one. The $6,000 Mac Tower, along with the $5,000 monitor and the $1,000 stand that it comes on.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's
what it starts at.
So they've got some pretty cool stuff coming to the iPad Pro. You'll be able to use your iPad as like a dual monitor. So if you like to use the dual monitor
pretty cool.
Screens,
oh, that's cool.
You can do it with your laptop. It's a thing called Sidecar. That's pretty cool. The Apple Watch is getting the App Store as well. So you're going to be able to get more apps for your Apple iWatch.
I heard people talking about the dark mode for the iOS as well. Have you guys seen that?
Yeah.
Where instead of like your phone basically being a white screen on the back, it'll be a dark screen.
Again, late to the game.
Kind of like when you open
like Twitter.
If you open the stocks app or something, you know, that's dark mode.
They had that option on their MacBooks as well. I turned it off because I don't really like.
I
like a consistent look. Every single time that I'm looking at something, maybe if somebody's, you know, working late at night and their eyes hurt, maybe that's for you. It's just not for me. But the thing that was crazy is they rolled out those PCs. And I was like everybody else, you know, the fact that if you want to get the new monitor and the new desktop system that they have, it's going to be minimum $12,000.
You have to be a really high-end professional making a lot of money on your computer in order to justify that kind of cost.
They are truly going for the pro segment of the like the video editing world. If you're editing, you know, multiple
movies
streams of 8K doing high grade color grading, because you look at this monitor and this is a $5,000 monitor and you're like, $5,000?
Why on earth would you need to spend
it's
that?
It's a 36-inch $5,000 monitor that does not come with a stand. The stand is $1,000. And people in the audience, they were cheering everything. There's a lot of cool software things that are coming with the new iOS, the new Apple TV. They're splitting music and
was
all
it
the other
crickets
stuff.
Crickets on this one?
Not even crickets. A groan. There was an audible groan from the audience when they saw $1,000
for a stand.
For the stand. And you're like, I could buy an awesome monitor for $1,000 by itself. But they are really going for the people who were looking at these $30,000 monitors that they use in like editing houses.
Like the people that edited the final season of Game of Thrones could have used on that one episode that was way too dark.
They probably did use that, and it's just like nobody has a TV like that, man. Like, I'm sure it looked awesome on that $30,000 thing. But so the minimum for the new monitor, the new desktop, and the stand is $12,000, but they're saying that it can top out. Like, if you get this thing fully specced out, you could have 1.5 terabytes of RAM, which is an insane amount of RAM. But that tops out if you want a fully specced one. It's anywhere between $34,000 and $45,000. You could buy a Mercedes for that price.
Unbelievable. So Apple rolls out all this stuff yesterday and they make some news, but sure enough, somebody comes along and just blows them out of the water with a much bigger announcement.
What's that?
The hottest trend for the summer are crop tops for men and tube tops for dudes.
And
there's a serious debate about whether or not these are going to look good on guys.
No.
But Sylvia, I mean, as...
No.
No?
No.
Really?
No.
You don't think so? I mean, you don't think Ian would look good in that?
Come on.
No.
Open your mind.
You better call those dude tops.
Yeah. Dude tops is
Dube tops. And they're made out of marijuana.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
You know, there's lots of reasons why you may not be feeling 100% this week. I know me personally, still feel kind of heavy in the heart. You know, I had to put my dog down on Sunday. Mm-hmm. It's still very sad. But sometimes you need a little motivation, a little pick-me-up, and whatever the reason is, we've got you covered. Now, there's a lot of people in this day and age that fancy them to be something that they're not, and they take to the internet to try to prove it. An Instagram model would be a good example of that.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Influencer.
A financial guru.
Yeah.
A psychic. But perhaps the most annoying is the inspirational speaker. The person that wants to fire you up to get you going, to get on the right track.
Yeah.
And really, they don't have any business being an inspirational speaker.
Because their life is a mess.
Yeah.
Always.
A lot of times, their life is a mess. Mm-hmm. Sometimes very hypocritical. But that's not going to stop us from sharing some of these beautiful, heartfelt messages with you in Wise Words from the Web.
It's time to get motivated. The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show presents Wise Words from the Web.
Everyone, I'm Terry, and welcome to my video blog. What I want to talk to you today about is how we don't focus on the good things about us, and how when we don't think about the positive aspects of our lives or the positive things about us, life becomes harder. You know, if we're thinking negative about ourselves, I put it on Facebook, you know, if to have a positive life, you can't have a negative mind. And I don't mean a negative mind pointed at the world around you. I mean a negative mind pointed at yourself.
Real quick, if you don't smoke weed or anything, please don't turn away from the video. Please watch the whole thing. I'm going to tell y'all some real talk. My name is Barry Joe. I'm the president and founder of the Redneck Pothead Association. I was in prison for 10 years. It's hard to find jobs. It's hard to pay your bills. It's hard to save money. Damn, it was a good dab. Sorry. But for those of you who are going through it, man, I've been going through it lately too.
Feeling down, you're feeling a little worthless, you know, you need to stop. You need to stop right now, stop what you're thinking, and make yourself better, chaps. If you're feeling like a piece of garbage, you need to close your goddamn eyes like this, you know what I'm saying? Close your eyes, take a drink, and open your eyes. And you gotta pretend that all the goddamn shit is out of there, you know what I'm saying? Be happy with the way you look like. You're beautiful, you know what I'm saying? I think I'm a very sexy goddamn man. I think I'm handsome. You know, if your teeth are all f***ed up, you know, just close your mouth a little bit more, you know? Stop talking. And maybe people won't even f***ing notice the goddamn things, you know? The piano keys that you got, you know?
Everybody, I know you can believe in yourself. If you believe in yourself, you will know how to ride a bike. If you don't, you just keep practicing. You won't get the hang of it, I know it.
That was another motivating edition of Dave and Mahoney's Wise Words from the Web.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
I mean, I'm motivated. Fired up.
Me too.
I'm ready to ride a bike.
Woo. Was that first guy Barry Melrose?
No, that was not Barry.
Sounded like Barry Melrose.
Just some other Barry.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
Sometimes you just want to smoke, y'all. Sometimes you deserve a smoke.
Dave, I mean, the saying, smoke them if you got them, exists for a reason, sir.
36-year-old Terry Lynn was at her dad's house, asked for a cigarette. He said no because he wanted her to quit smoking. And she replied by saying, "Oh, yeah, you don't give me a cigarette, I'm going to burn your house down." And then she burned his house down.
Oh,
holy crap, Terry Lynn. Jeez. Oh, my God. Started a fire in the back bedroom of the house, according to the arrest affidavit. She got put in jail, $10,000 bond, facing a single charge of arson, a second-degree felony. She has been arrested numerous times since 2006, racking up charges for things like careless driving, reckless driving, improper passing, grand theft of a motor vehicle, DUI, battery of a person over 65, trespassing, and drug possession.
Oh, boy. Misunderstandings.
Speaking of misunderstandings, I have another obvious misunderstanding. Cops in Vero Beach, Florida, responded to a call about a disturbance on Saturday afternoon. When they got to the house, a 34-year-old by the name of Kristen was sitting in a taxi outside. She said she'd had a fight with her mom. The cops noticed some white powder on her nostrils.
Oh, no.
So,
was she baking? Is it baking soda?
Oh, sure. You know, sometimes that happens.
You know, you get the baking or the flour,
all over you. Yeah, you're baking really hard.
Yeah. No.
Well, they asked her to step out of the car, and when she did, two things fell out of her shorts.
Oh, no.
One, a feminine hygiene product.
Oh.
And two, a bag of Molly.
Oh.
Oh, no.
So it appears that the feminine product was holding the drugs in her.
Yeah.
Kristen told the cops that the Molly wasn't hers. Quote, "I'm supposed to give it to someone."
Oh, don't use that excuse.
Again, misunderstanding. The drugs I have hidden inside my. Not mine.
It's someone else's.
I'm somebody holding else's. It for a friend. This is a for. Do you want that, Molly?
How tight is that bag sealed? She was arrested on a felony drug possession charge. It always amazes me that people, I mean, they just fell out of you. And you're like, not mine.
I don't know what happened.
She messed up.
Oh, really?
She shouldn't have said that she was holding it. She was giving it to somebody. I don't know how that got there.
Yeah.
Plausible deniability. I don't know. So like the
I just went to EDC, hooked up with one dude. Next thing you know, I'm just giving birth to Molly.
Yeah, it's like the chicken that laid the golden egg, except for it's Molly this time.
So Florida police thwart a smuggling McDonald's burglar. Is this a Hamburglar? It's got to be, right?
It is.
This guy is smuggling McDonald's burgers and sandwiches, chewing tobacco, all that was supposed to be heading into jail. On May 30th, reps for the Clay County Sheriff's Office in Florida announced that officials thwarted a would-be smuggler's attempt at sneaking six McDonald's sandwiches and a tube of Grizzly chewing tobacco.
Hell yeah.
Into the department's detention facility. The confiscated items were discovered inside of a trash can. These are not cheeseburgers in paradise, the CCSO shared on Twitter on Thursday afternoon.
Where exactly was he hiding these cheeseburgers?
The items were hidden in a trash can, in a lobby trash can, by a visitor for one of the inmate crews. So whoever
did he hide them?
So he was in like the lobby of the jail, and this guy brings the burgers and the chewing tobacco in, and he knew that whoever was on the cleaning detail as the inmate was going to come through and scoop up them burgers and that chewing tobacco.
Wasn't sure if these were butt burgers.
Yeah,
I know.
Those
are
nice
bit difficult.
Buns you got there.
It'd be a little bit more difficult.
Old Kristen's like, what do you want? Some Molly? Bloop. What do you want? Double cheeseburger? Bloop.
Fries. I got you.
Thank fries are done.
Barbecue sauce.
Dave Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
He didn't even spring for the double cheeseburgers. Those were just straight up cheeseburgers.
Wait a minute, Kristen. I didn't order barbecue sauce.
Oh, no.
Honey mustard? Sweet and sour sauce?
Even worse. No, why is it sweet and sour?
Ketchup?
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So every month, there are countless big loads that are spilled across the freeways of America. And every month we pause and remember what happened, because truckers are the lifeblood of our great nation.
They keep this country running, Dave. And without these men and women who are traversing the roadways in our backyard and across everyone's backyards in this great country we call America, we would not be able to live the life that we live today. And these loads may be lost. They will never be forgotten.
Amen.
Hey, if I die before you, will you give the eulogy?
Seriously.
That's probably not going
to
happen, though.
We pause to remember those whose work is done. Sadly, a few were taken from us much too soon with their best yet to come. Though they may be gone, they leave us a legacy that is eternal.
This is for my people who just lost somebody. Your best friend, your baby, your man or your lady.
Kind of an unusual crash here. What you're looking at there off in the distance is the response to this chicken feathers truck, which I can see is completely on its side. No word on why the truck tipped or rolled. The driver we've seen has been walking around and seems to be okay. Chicken feathers were on their way from a slaughterhouse, which makes this all the more interesting of a recovery effort here.
If you see a leaky load, get away from that vehicle.
There's a reason to cry over spilled milk. Look at this crash involving a milk truck. Closed a highway in Florida for several hours today. This is near Jacksonville. And it's not just milk, it's almond milk. One truck driver had a medical problem and merged toward the breakdown lane. A second tractor trailer hit him, then a third big rig hit the first two. The good news, no one there was hurt.
Westbound traffic on the Pennsylvania Turnpike came to a halt in Carnarvon Township as flames shot through a tractor trailer. A truck burst into flames around 3:30 in the afternoon near the Morgantown Interchange. Officials say the tractor trailer was hauling fruit, including bananas and pineapples.
We had cardboard boxes to contend with. It just was a reefer trailer, and the foam in the reefer trailers makes it everything a mess.
I've just been sitting there for a while, decided to get off and get some gas and try and get out of the way.
New information about yesterday's crash on I-10 near Brobridge. One of the tractor trailers was carrying a fully loaded trailer of toilet paper that spilled out onto the interstate. Now, Brobridge police say during the cleanup, some people pulled up and helped themselves. Police say the toilet paper belonged to the company, so people were not supposed to take it.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Did he say that a tractor trailer full of toilet paper exploded near Bro Bridge?
Yeah.
Bro, is that toilet paper?
Bro, I need some.
I think it's double ply, bro. Let's go get it.
Stop stories.
Here's what's making news.
What's the man? About the chiffle boy.
He is a local guy, and I am very happy that he did so well on Jeopardy, but I am glad that there is no more Jeopardy James.
Why?
Because I'm over it, man.
You just don't like his smile.
He's got a weird smile.
He does have a weird smile.
He seems like a pretty nice guy. I've seen a handful of interviews with him, and he's giving money to charity and all that stuff. Like, likable.
I like, who doesn't like winners? Like, this guy won like 35 rounds of Jeopardy and won over $2.5 million.
He only won 32. Okay,
whatever.
And he lost to a librarian yesterday. So can we just chill with this whole, oh, he's a genius?
What do you have against librarians?
I have nothing against librarians.
Librarians seem very smart to me.
Very smart. She's from Chicago. Winning streak came to a close yesterday. In total, $2.462 million.
That's a ton of money.
Wow.
He's the second winningest guy.
It's nothing.
on Jeopardy.
It's nothing compared to the guy who won Powerball this past weekend.
That's true.
$344 million.
I know, but he won that money with his brain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does anyone really like a winner on Jeopardy, though?
Yes. I liked Jennings. I like this.
I didn't like Ken Jennings. I don't like Jeopardy. James. All of them make me feel stupid.
It was a great run.
I don't know the answers to any of these questions.
Is that really what it is? You're just a little bit jealous?
Of course I'm jealous.
I know Ian was upset because he doesn't like the way that he played, but the woman who won played it in a very similar style, very aggressive.
And that's what makes me very paranoid about this now. I think everybody's going to take the Jeopardy James route when it comes to Jeopardy.
Because it's a brilliant way to play the game. If you want to win and you want to win a lot of money, the difference is, like, think about how baseball and how basketball and even MMA and boxing were for so many years. Like, MMA used to be there.
The Wild Wild West.
But everything,
and then eventually Hoyce Gracie came along and just started whooping everyone.
And then everybody became more well-rounded. It's constantly evolving. Once somebody figures out how to do something better, do it that way. And this is a better way to play Jeopardy rather than just being a lemming and going 100 to 1,000.
So the
100 to 500.
The chick who beat Jeopardy James yesterday, the librarian, Emma is her name, Emma Botcher. Her haircut looks like that of every, like, kind of borderline emo bully in the ninth grade.
Oh,
like,
definitely.
Right?
Oh, you know what I'm talking about? Such a weird... She listens to, like, way too much My Chemical Romance and is going to critique your pants for some reason.
But he's also on the football team, and he's huge. And his name is Wade. I don't know, man. It's that hairstyle. Got me. So this past weekend, there was a sex worker rally in downtown Las Vegas. And when I say sex workers, it was everyone from escorts to prostitutes to strippers and everything in between. And they were all protesting, I guess, for the right to be sex workers? Is that kind of what was going
exactly
on there?
Did you go to that, Ian?
No, my girlfriend did, though.
Oh.
Because she's a sex worker.
Oh.
No, I'm joking.
Really? What Walgreens does she work at?
She's like a pharmacy assistant. What are you talking about?
What kind of party's going on at Walgreens?
Tell me what community looks like.
This is what community looks like.
I need this stigma to end.
Yes.
I'm a human.
Yes.
We're all humans.
I've been a sex worker for about 6 years. I started as a webcam model. A lot of the bills that we were watching out for and hope and standing in opposition against were ultimately passed by people, by our representatives in Carson City. So we're looking forward to the future in the legislative session in 2021 to start our full decrim bill.
Good.
Yeah, so they want to decriminalize being a sex worker. There's actually a bill in New York State that is efforting to do the same thing. Basically, the line from the politician that introduced the bill there is, you know, prostitution is the oldest profession, and if we haven't been able to stop it in a millennia, maybe it's time to stop thinking that the idea is to try to censor and stop it and figure out some protections for these people.
Stop pushing your morality onto other people who aren't hurting anybody. And here's the thing. If it's legal and you drive, you know, what, another 20, 30 miles, 40 miles west out to Pahrump, it's legal there. It's legal in the rest of the state, except for here in Reno.
I think I still think we're a long way from that.
I think we are, too, but I think that
20 years
if
minimum.
If you change the way that people think about this and the way that, you know, there's a movie with John Hawke and Helen Hunt, and I can't remember exactly the name of the movie. But he was a paraplegic, and she was a woman who was helping him, you know, rehabilitate, but also helping him out, you know, like was also providing some sexual things for him as well. Yeah. But you think about this, like people like you or I, or who are in normal relationships, you know, you don't think about that sort of thing. But then you think about somebody who might be paraplegic, who some other disability that prevents them from doing what you and I do.
Just going on a date and leading a normal life.
Yes. Yeah. And that's something that they choose, that they wish that they could experience. They shouldn't be a criminal if somebody is willing to, you know, engage in a transaction. Regulate it, legalize it, tax the hell out of it, makes it safer for everybody. Make it safer so the those guys aren't getting robbed. Make it safer for the women who are and men who are involved in being the workers, and take the money that you've taxed from it and put it towards something to help rehabilitate the community. If it's something that is not hurting anybody, I have no problem with it. Like even the, more so than even drugs, because okay, if you get hopped up on acid or LSD or
bath salts or whatever,
whatever, and you don't get in your car and you kill somebody,
you're out of control.
Like if you're practicing safe relations and you know it's regulating your test irregular, you're not hurting anybody. You're actually helping somebody.
Yeah, and I get how that's a slippery slope. I mean, there are people who are going to argue that and say, well, what does it lead to, and everything
but what
else?
Do you mean, what does that lead to?
Well, I mean,
it leads to people.
I think about
doing what they want and not hurting anybody else.
I think about young influential people, like people that are easily influenced, like 18-year-old girls making that decision.
But if you're an adult, you can make. You can go fight for this country.
I get it. I'm just saying. Other than that, there's all sorts of regulations on what 18-year-olds are allowed.
Well, then make it 25. I mean, figure out an age that is acceptable and go from there. But if you're an adult and here in this country, if you can be charged as an adult, you should be able to make any sort of decisions as an adult. That's how, otherwise change the age of making an adult.
So you're for lowering the legal drinking age from 21 to 18?
No, I am not. Okay. I don't.
So except for having a beer.
I don't think you should be going. I don't think you should go into the military at 18. I don't think you should be drinking at 18. I think it all should be 21. It should be 21 across the board on that. 100%. You know,
I'm thinking 36. I didn't really figure things out until then.
But if you are fighting for our country, you should be able to have a drink.
Yeah.
That's the crazy thing. Like, oh, you can go, you put your life on the line, but you can't have a drink of alcohol or buy marijuana. Get out of here. That's insane.
So the plaza in downtown Las Vegas is getting a whole bunch of renovations, a facelift coming there. So Derek Stevens obviously has the Circa project, which is the biggest project going on in the area.
That's
going
to be awesome.
Yeah, and they just opened the new Circa sports book as well, which rave reviews for that. But four floors of the plaza's north tower, a total of 112 rooms, will be completely renovated and expected to be done this summer. It's the property's second big renovation project of the past decade. The north tower renovations cost about $15 million. A separate renovation project aims to replace all 19 of their elevators. That won't be done for another 2 or 3 years. But they are renovating the plaza as quickly as possible. And there's a real revitalization going on in downtown Las Vegas. And I think a lot of that has to do with all the work that Derek Stevens is doing.
Well, you were going to put in a new resort down there that's going to be, you know, like a strip awesome. Level.
Like
resort.
A brand new resort, yes. Not like revitalizing
something.
I mean,
it looks like it's going to be the place to be downtown if you're, you know, and especially if you're going to like have that old Vegas feel to it and old Vegas prices and not gouge people at every single turn and charge for parking.
I'm just on board because they have the huge free parking garage and they're calling it the Garage Mahal.
I love that.
It's just a great
name.
But if you remember the plaza not too long ago, I mean, what was it, 5 years ago that they
took all the furniture from the Fontainebleau.
Yeah.
The Fontainebleau, which is right near Downtown Beach in Florida. The original Fontainebleau was, yeah.
Yeah. Not our two-tone one.
Yeah.
Come
which
on,
that got pushed back, which kind of annoys me, because if there's one eyesore on the strip, like...
Oh, it's definitely that one.
Fix that
thing,
man.
Are those pillars still up, like those that where they were building that other wheel? Did they tear those things down yet?
I think across from Mandalay Bay?
That's the biggest eyesore.
No, I don't even notice that. It's the enormous two-tone, butt-ugly tower. Yeah. Like, fix the thing, man. Like, it looks terrible.
Looks like it like got a really, like... Forgot to put like suntan on part of it.
Yeah, it's got a farmer's tan.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Something that I've always wanted to do, and I don't know if I'll ever do it at this point in my life, but I've always wanted to punch through a piece of wood, like in karate, you know? Like, it just looks so cool. I remember I went to a kid's birthday party in, like, fifth grade or something, and he punched through a piece of wood. And I'm in my 30s, and I never have. I don't know. I feel like that is something that if everyone did that once a week, they'd have a lot less stress. You know what I mean? It just looks so satisfying.
Message deleted.
There is something very satisfying to punching and kicking things. Like if you go to a kickboxing class or...
It takes out all the aggression.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you feel, boxing class.
Yeah,
you
feel good about that stuff. But the hard and fast rule is that you don't want to kick or punch anything that is not meant to be kicked or punched.
Have you ever punched through like the little boards?
Yeah.
How was it?
Fairly stupid.
Well, because most of those boards are either scored or the guy holding it is holding it so hard that, you know, you got
to break.
You have to punch through it. You know, I mean, you can't stop. It teaches you to, like, you know,
to punch past the center of the board,
which is, you know, how they teach you to, in boxing in general too. You know, you want, you're not punching at somebody's face; you're punching through somebody's face. But you can buy your very own Tiger Claw wood breaking board, breakable board, an 8mm, 12mm, and 18mm thickness for just $89.
$89?
Well, that's an entire,
what,
Dave? That's an entire case, sir.
That better be a whole tree.
I
what
think
are you
that's
talking
close
about?
To 100 boards, my friend.
Oh, well, less than a dollar a board, worth it.
Sure.
So if you wanna, if you
like,
wanna,
if I ever do win Powerball, I'm just gonna hire somebody to follow me around at all times. Be like, I'm displeased with this. Hi-ya!
Okay. Four, actually, it's 45 and a half a case.
The David is not pleased.
Have you seen some of those crazy...
Watch out, he's got a yellow belt.
Have you seen some of those crazy, like, acrobatic ones where they're, like, doing backflips?
No, those are awesome,
sneeze.
Man.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't matter. Like, but when those dudes are, like, doing the wheel kicks and there's, like, they're, like, little...
Yes.
Like, Chung Li from...
Street Fighter,
you know, like a little helicopter, like that stuff is awesome.
So there was a brick breaking master on some local news segment.
Oh, who couldn't break the bricks?
No.
Have you ever seen that? Like, if the brick breaking fails are the best, when there's somebody on the local news who's like, watch this. Hoo-yah! Nothing happens. One more time. Hoo-yah! Still nothing.
So this karate master was going to break several cement bricks. First with a glass, like he had a glass on there, and he hit it so perfectly, and then they all broke.
No.
But then the news guy accidentally walks over to his next thing that he was going to do.
Just barely leans on it or something.
Just like taps it, and the whole thing breaks. We will find that audio. We will play it for you on the internet. It is awesome this week.
Oh, man.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Is there anything specific that you guys do not like to share with your significant others? Sylvia, I know you're single, or at least you tell us you're single, but is there anything that you absolutely will not share with anybody?
Message deleted.
I'm a big fan of pistachios,
uh-huh.
And even though I buy the large industrial size bag of pistachios, when my wife's like, can I have some? I'm like, fine.
There's going to be less for me.
Fine.
So I became the monster that I always chastised when it came to pistachios. I always thought the people who ate pistachios that were pre-shelled were just horrible people, deplorable humans.
You now take them, you buy them without the shells on them?
I bought one bag by accident once of the pre-shelled pistachios. I could never look back. Because you could just take an entire handful of pistachios and just... Oh.
Yeah, see, that's the problem. Like, you need to slow it down a little bit. Because
no.
Have you ever looked at the calorie count on pistachios?
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's a lot.
But they're
good calories. They're nuts.
It's a healthy fat.
Oh, okay.
But, like, one handful, pretty much, if you're, like, feeling really hungry and you're, like, you get that mo where you're, like, getting hangry, just a handful
of nuts.
Not even a...
Right in your mouth.
Yeah.
Feel great.
And you instantly feel better.
So,
new you.
Basically food.
Yeah, I mean, like, what else wouldn't you share?
What if your wife liked your sweater or something? She liked to sleep with it.
Whatever.
Okay.
She looked better in it than I would.
Okay.
It's fine. I don't care. Like, yeah. There's nothing that I own that I wouldn't allow. Like, some guys are like, I don't want my girl driving my car. You know, it's my car. It's a man's car. And you're like,
nah,
what?
That's dumb.
What? It's a car.
Just thinking, what else would you not want to share?
Your deepest secrets.
my web history? I don't know.
KXTE-FM HD1 Pahrump, Las Vegas. A radio.com station. Broadcasting from the Dollar Loan Center, don'tbebroke.com studios. This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
All right, so Ian has tracked down this moment that Mahoney was talking about where there is a karate master or something,
Dave,
on the local news.
Grandmaster Bruce Silva. And there's... Bruce. On Good Morning Hawaii.
Okay, all right. So this Grandmaster Bruce is on Good Morning Hawaii, and he is breaking these bricks. One, he breaks a couple of bricks with a glass over his hand without breaking the glass.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. And
crazy.
Then the local news guy goes over to demonstrate just how firm these bricks are and how they are definitely not rigged to break immediately. Mm-hmm. And then they break immediately when he just barely touches it.
That's incredible. Wait, no. To be honest, I actually felt these bricks. These are real bricks. I mean, there's no... Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa! Wow! Check it out, baby. Guns.
Guns? How the hell do you do that? Oh my God. That's right, I busted
with this. Okay. I'm sorry. Okay, so we have. Okay, what is this over here?
This is 110 pounds.
Okay.
With the head.
Okay, go for it.
Don't touch
it. I won't touch it.
So my favorite thing, one of our friends is a Muay Thai instructor,
yeah.
our friend Mark Beecher, who's not the most politically correct guy in the world, but world-class Muay Thai teacher and practitioner.
Sure. He's like the guy that trained Forrest Griffin during his championship run and all that stuff.
He was on The Ultimate Fighter, with Forrest.
Done a ton of stuff, yeah.
But he always calls out all these fake-ass karate guys. He's like, the guys who fight 10 dudes at once.
They just look at them and they're like they have the power of the force
Steven
or something.
Steven Seagal throwing like guys over his shoulder.
Joe Rogan does the same thing. He's like, what are you, like, this is just it's just garbage. It's nonsense.
Anytime you put one of those dudes up against a guy who knows Muay Thai or just straight boxing or whatever.
Did you see the guy, like the grand wizard of whatever the martial art was over in China, who was like an older guy who was doing all these like moves that supposedly were invincible because
High Master.
And then just one dude who's like a amateur MMA fighter just beats his ass.
Oh my God.
Cross.
And the guy didn't keep his hands up. You're like, what are you doing, you dummy?
Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash.
So the first billionaire from the hip-hop world is not Dr. Dre, after all, according to Forbes. It is Jay-Z.
Really?
Yep. He has landed billionaire status according to a combination of successful companies, a lucrative catalog of music, small investments, real estate holdings, all contribute to the mogul's considerable wealth, according to a new Forbes story. Jay has made a series of smart business choices, like using some of his money to invest in booze brands. And when you think about how much money you can make off of a booze brand if you have the star power of Jay-Z behind you, it's a whole lot of money.
Because the overhead on creating the booze isn't really where the money is. The only money that the vast majority of the money that these booze brands spend are in marketing.
Yeah.
Because it's cheap. Most of it's just distilled water and something that's fermented grain or mash.
Of course, they're also factoring in Beyonce's wealth. And in 2018, her net worth was valued upwards of $350 million. Which is about the same net worth as the person that won Powerball this weekend. So keep that in mind.
Why you
keep bringing that up, man?
Yeah, I'm just thinking. He's salty about it.
I'm a little salty. Yeah.
Why would they count Beyonce's money as his money? They have a prenup.
In addition to his wealth is all of her money. So they're saying that he's a billionaire in his own accord. And in addition, there's another $350 million on top of that.
I mean, Dr. Dre, one of the most prolific hip-hop producers ever. You know, I mean, Godfather, one of the godfathers. He's on the Mount Rushmore of hip-hop.
Hell yeah.
Just because what he did with NWA, his solo career, and introducing Eminem into the world. But made so much money. He sold Beats by Dre for $3 billion to Apple.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
he's worth $850 million. So
he's almost a billionaire. So a bunch of people are starting to flip on R. Kelly, and a former employee of his told a grand jury that he regularly recorded tapes of his encounters with underage girls and kept them as trophies.
Of course he did.
How is this guy not in jail? How is this guy? Can we just draw and quarter him? I mean,
seriously,
awful. Just a terrible person. The former employee told grand jurors that R. Kelly paid a large sum of cash to the employee in return, and the employee handed over a tape to the singer because they didn't want the tape to get leaked to authorities, but apparently that has happened. So the authorities now have their hands on these tapes. Mm-hmm. Why are they not throwing the book at him yet? I don't know. The question as to why these tapes ended up in the hands of Kim Fox, who is that Cook County state attorney who got into all of it with Jussie Smollett, is a little questionable. Mm-hmm. But I hope this gets resolved soon because he is a bad person.
If you know that somebody is a predator and you don't report them, I mean,
you're just as bad.
You're a bad person.
Yeah.
You're a bad person.
That's bad.
Yeah. I hope bad things happen to you too.
Absolutely.
Keanu Reeves said the interview where he said he was lonely never happened.
What?
He said he never actually gave an interview that went viral last week in which he allegedly said that he is a lonely guy. The 54-year-old actor was reportedly asked what love means to him. And he said, quote, "You mean romantic love? You know, I'm the lonely guy. You don't have to have anyone in my life. But if it does occur, I would respect and love that other person. Hopefully it'll happen for me." And he was quoted this by Star 2, which no one had ever heard of before last week. The quote went viral and hundreds of people offered their love to Keanu on social media. And then he responded, quote, This interview did not happen. This was pieced together from several interviews, and the majority of these questions were not asked nor answered. They are fabricated.
Keanu Reeves, I think this took a lot of people by surprise.
I'm not lonely, bro. What?
I'm fulfilled.
Not lonely.
He didn't answer the question, though. Is he lonely?
Am I lonely?
I don't know.
So wait, you're telling me that a picture of a celebrity with a quote on it, with text on it, might not be true when I see those on the internet?
It's illegal to make memes, bro. Can't do that.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
You remember when you were in grade school and high school and you're like, everyone's so gossipy and they won't stop talking about other people's business. I can't wait till I grow up and we're over this.
No.
And then you grow
Once
up and you realize,
the real world.
Yeah, and then you realize, wait a minute, that's how adults act too.
It gets worse.
In some ways it really does.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
But the question that we have for you today is, what is your office drama? Because everyone's got something, right? How about this one? Nicole said an ex-coworker bought a bunch of TVs from Best Buy with the owner's credit card and put the pickup person as an ex-coworker's wife. Obviously, they called to check and see if it was fraud.
Ooh.
Stole the boss's credit card and bought a bunch of TVs.
Oh, my gosh.
Ugh. Angela said a snotty customer holding her 9-pound ankle-biting dog stormed into her office demanding help. I sent an instant message to a coworker to let her know the customer waiting for her was a giant bitch. After the customer was taken back, the customer saw the IM on my coworker's screen and then proceeded to walk to my desk and curse me out in front of the entire office.
Oh, my
office.
Gosh.
Whoops.
I ain't wrong. Look how you acted.
Yeah, you're not very nice.
Marty said, I work in casino beverage. Everything. Employees fighting, banging, doing drugs. The most petty S that you could even imagine.
When you're working in the hospitality industry, man, it is... I couldn't handle it as a guy of my age right now, but as a like 18 to like 24 year old.
Oh yeah.
I mean, those were some times.
Yeah, I mean, just working in service industry in general during those times. I mean, everyone gets done with the night with a pocket full of money, and you just feel like you have the whole world
the
in front of you.
The only thing you can do is go drink.
Yeah, you go drink, you go party, and until everyone kicks you out because you don't have to work until 7 o'clock the next night.
Yep.
Best thing ever. Gil said, my first job at a movie theater, my general manager was in a long-term relationship with one of the other managers. Long story short, he had to quit because he had an affair with one of the girls who worked the concession stand and knocked her up.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, popcorn's ready.
ABC 2019, Night 1, June 6th, live at the Chelsea Inside the Cosmopolitan. Featured artist, Shade.
I mean, just cover your body in that hot-ass butter. Hot butter. Never will come off.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So the office drama that you have been dealing with, maybe it's going on right now. Maybe this is from a few years ago. It just still sticks in your craw because it was so significant.
It's always so awesome when you can watch it and you're not directly involved. And you can just watch.
Oh, yes.
Just, you know,
especially
what's
if it's somebody that you hate going down in flames.
Oh, you're like,
how about this one? Andrea said, supervisor was arrested for stealing meds. Walk of shame was funny. Dude gave the cops a chase, though. Ditched the car, scaled a 10-foot wall at 3 a.m. That was a fun day, checking rooms and vehicles.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Ashley said, a boss stole thousands of dollars worth of inventory. Another boss had a personal vendetta against almost everyone in the company. Our president of the company found out and stripped him being able to discipline his employees. He ended up having a novel of infractions that he handed to HR and just walked out. Had a coworker run to HR on every little thing, made the workplace hostile, and then would always play the victim card anytime HR would come to investigate. She also threatened to sue. Been with the company for 7 years. Can't wait to see what comes next.
Oh, God, that person. Wow. Just the absolute... Like, the person who is trying to weaponize HR, even if you've done nothing wrong, you know, but they just... They're just... They want to find every single way not to work or do as little work as possible. And then the company is afraid to fire him because they think they're going to sue.
Speaking
of HR,
that
clown.
How about Jessica? The HR lady was having an affair with an employee and doing a really bad job of hiding it.
Oh, my God.
She was also a Bible thumper and would treat you like crap if you weren't religious. Ooh. That was pretty hypocritical.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't care if my coworkers are having an affair, like whatever, just as long as you keep it out of, you keep
it. Don't let it affect what we're doing here.
Yeah, like, don't let it affect what you do in your private time, but the moment it starts affecting work. But if you're holier than thou,
that is the
hypocrisy. I mean, I would never, I don't think I would ever rat just like a random person, a coworker out to their significant other. It's just not my place.
Don't get involved in that stuff.
But
it never leads to good things.
If they are holier than thou and treat people like
especially if it's
like
the HR lady. Oh, yeah.
I may send an anonymous email.
What about this one? Jordan said, I was on a job site a few years ago when a coworker's wife and girlfriend both decided to bring him lunch on the same day. That caused a scene and got homie fired.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Still got two sandwiches, though.
That's true. You might be single, but you're eating.
That's probably the worst kind of...
And no dessert.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
If you have a whole bunch of drama at your office, just know you're not the only one. Stephanie said a teacher was working at the school that I work at, having an affair with a coach. When he broke it off, she got really drunk, called the principal, said she's going to kill herself. Then showed up to work the next day and was escorted off the campus.
Oh boy.
Crosby on Facebook, manager was having an affair with his secretary, then stole $30,000 from the company when he got fired. I mean, good for you, buddy.
$30,000?
Little tip on the way out the door.
Well,
My wife used to work with a dude who routinely stole money out of the safe. He had a gambling problem.
Yeah.
And would just steal money out of the safe and gamble it. And,
What did it accrue to?
About $25,000.
Cool.
Yeah. First it started out like $5,000, and another $5,000 goes missing. And everyone's like, what the hell? And then another $15,000 goes missing. Ooh, he got fired. They didn't prosecute him, though, which is kind of nuts.
We had somebody who worked here at the radio station who wasn't working here, but they had gone on to another place of business recently, and they just got busted or accused of arrested for, what is it, embezzling close to $1 million?
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable.
$1 million, writing fake invoices according to the news report that we saw, and them to a
super nice lady.
Very nice, like the nicest lady ever.
Yeah.
Like the most mom-like lady. If you had an Aunt Linda, Aunt Linda.
Yeah, yep. Picture every aunt ever.
So Jessica on Facebook said the kitchen manager was hooking up with the lead line cook in the fridge at night. This was the first and only time this happened to anyone's knowledge. Unbeknownst to them, though, the lead manager was having an after-hours meeting with the regional manager that night at the restaurant. They went to get food from the fridge, walked in on him. Both of them were fired on the spot. Kitchen manager and lead cook were both married to other people and had kids. Saw her at another restaurant about 5 years ago. She couldn't even look at me.
Just go to the dry goods section, man. The walk-in fridge is cold.
And this isn't the only one with the fridge. We have another one that got texted over to us.
Go do it in your car. Like, that's still better than the fridge. It's cold.
Yeah. When I worked at KFC, the assistant manager and district manager were boning in the cooler. She was married, or he was married. She was not. He now works for Panda Express after 22 years with KFC.
I mean, there was a misunderstanding. I thought you still wanted thighs and breasts.
Talk about setting yourself up, though, for disappointment, right? I mean, in the cooler, you're like, hey, it's chilly in here.
No, man, no.
I work in human resources for some casinos. I can write a book, but a good one recently, employee gets drunk at work after her shift, meets a random guy at the bar, makes out with him, a guest approaches them. All of them go up to his room, do God knows what, come back down, continue to drink. She goes to the bathroom, passes out.
Oh, no.
Security takes her in a wheelchair. Police get called. Turns out, whoops, she's 20.
Oh, no.
She gets fined, suspended, and fired. I watched 5 hours of footage. It was amazing.
Wow. The company Christmas party or the company holiday party always, I've just stopped going.
For some reason, they feel like they're free and, like, no consequence. They can do whatever.
Yeah, I feel like just bad things. Right? No matter where you work, how good or nice the people you are, I'm just like, there's just something is this setup. I don't know. I haven't been to, not because I don't like our coworkers. I like all of our coworkers very much.
Not all of them. There's a couple of D-bags around here.
At the station.
Oh, at this station specifically? Yeah. Just some of those other stations.
The other stations. It's whatever. But ours, you know, I spend a lot of time with them. You know, outside of work. But, like, I just, the holiday party, I don't know, maybe because I've made some really bad choices at the holiday party, you know, because I've worked for this company for 15 years.
See, here's the thing, though, is that your legacy follows you because you used to always be the guy that would get out of control at OBC and Holiday Havoc and sometimes the holiday party.
I was a good...
You were the life of the party.
I was entertaining.
Yeah.
Putting on a show.
Oh, okay.
Making bad life choices.
Your legacy follows you, right? Yeah. Because everyone's like, oh, Mahoney's going to get crazy. And then when he doesn't get that crazy, and even if he poops his pants or vomits or something, everyone's like, it's fine. It's just Mahoney.
You can't, I mean, but there's no, like, the ceiling's been reached.
Right, yeah.
You know, I can't go any higher, so everything else is just a disappointment.
Meanwhile, we had one. It was during the recession. We had a holiday party at the old radio station. They didn't want to, you know, take us out to like a restaurant or anything because it's too expensive.
I mean, the city was falling apart. There was 25% unemployment. We lost half of our staff.
We lost half the staff. So the people that were still around were grateful but also very drunk.
Yeah.
And so I remember that particular holiday party because two employees who shall remain nameless, mostly because I don't remember their names. But I do remember exactly what they looked like. I remember one of their names.
The two people that should not be.
They like were in their 60s, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Imagine two people in your office that you do not want to see hooking up.
So I'll just.
These are those
like
people.
The guy had a really scraggly beard and looked very greasy.
Yeah.
And the chick looked like she'd been sitting outside in the desert sun for about 250 years.
Uh-huh. She leathery?
Very leathery.
Methuselah.
She would wear Methuselah?
Yeah.
Nice biblical reference, my friend.
I do what I can.
She would wear a leather jacket, and you couldn't tell where the jacket stopped and she started. But sure enough, they boned at the office in one of the cubicles at the Christmas party. Somebody walked in, they just and they walk around the corner, they're like, take my eyes, please.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Look back at the city immediately. Turn to salt.
Is there an eclipse somewhere? I just want to stare directly at it. Please.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Hear my cover your ears.
Luke is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. What's up, Luke? How you doing, man?
Hey, what's going on?
So you're a big fan of alternative music, right?
Yes, I am.
All right, so I've got three alternative songs for you. They're all very popular songs that you've heard many, many times. The only problem is that somebody has covered each one of these, and they probably sound, okay, they definitely sound a lot different than the original. Your job is to figure out what the song is. So you're looking for both the song and the artist. That's a full point. You get the song or the artist, and it's a half point. If you get two out of the three, you're going to win today. Simple enough?
Yeah, sounds good.
All right. Each song that I have is about 30 seconds of music. Let the full 30 seconds play out before you make your guess. Are you ready for song number one?
Yes, I am.
Cover Your Ears starts now. Little pitchy, perhaps.
That's an interesting interpretation of that particular song.
Luke, over to you.
I would say that was a spot-on rendition of Drive by Incubus.
There you go.
Wow.
Full point. Well done, Luke.
Not too hard on that one.
No, not too bad.
He's into today's game.
Yeah. All right, here we go. On to number two. You can actually win it right here with a full point. Good luck. Oh boy. So Mahoney's got this really confused look on his face. He wouldn't have got that one. I think Sylvia's got it.
Yeah.
I don't got it.
All right. What do you think, Luke?
I could have sworn I heard someone laughing in the background of that clip, too. I have no idea.
Yeah, that was really tough.
What is that? Was
it White Stripes?
That was Seven Nation Army.
That was Seven Nation Army?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. I mean, kind
of. Play a little bit of that again.
Okay.
Is English this person's first language?
Oh, good question.
Yeah, it actually is. Now, the issue with this clip is that singer is also playing drums. So that's that kind of hitting sound you hear. That's the drummer hitting the mic with the drumstick.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. It people
was
suck.
So okay. bad. That is probably one of the worst renditions of that song I've ever heard.
No point there.
Wow.
You can still win it with a full point here. Good luck. Out that
hell
solo,
yeah,
buddy.
Hell yeah, you do you.
All right, Luke, you got it for us?
For the win.
I think I do. Red Hot Chili Peppers, Dana, California.
You did it.
There we go.
You really outdid yourself this week with these performances, Ann.
It hurts to research these.
And I tell you what, Luke, you outdid yourself as well. Those last two were not easy, and you nailed it. Congratulations to you, man.
Thank you.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So, analysts of DNA samples left behind in Loch Ness reveal all of the creatures living in the Scottish lake are strange. It may even support the theory of the existence of the Loch Ness monster.
There's no such thing as a Loch Ness monster.
How do you know?
Because
you've been in there, you've been swimming.
I've swam the entire lock.
Did you?
Okay. Yeah.
When?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I was a young man.
A young man.
Okay. Young man.
Got it. Yeah.
Young man, eager to see the world.
Maybe you're just
search
not,
out for truth.
Maybe you're just
foods.
Not tasty enough to be eaten by the Loch Ness monster.
The Loch Ness monster's a vegetarian.
How do you know?
Oh, you chatted with it?
Yeah. He told me, he's like, I'm a vegan. I've got a shelter dog too.
He just pops up.
A dog don't shop.
He's like, hey, I've been doing CrossFit. You want to hear about it? Look at my hands. Look at all these blisters.
Have you heard the good word?
Damn it. Well, the Loch Ness Monster is obviously it's a fable, but a lot of people in Scotland do believe it. And Ian decided that he was going to take the task of trying to find a Scottish couple arguing about the Loch Ness Monster. And we think that's what they're arguing about
here. I can only imagine.
We just can't really tell because they're Scottish and they have thick accents and they're just yelling at each other.
What else do they have to argue about?
They don't have that fake
but
she
there,
did it, so
is
I,
there? You know, but did a day air apart for that, did they?
Yeah.
You did. Wait, but so you're going to say, see, when you finally get the boys to admit it, you've got to say one or two lasses.
So anyway, eh?
It's clear, no, I'll keep it. Guess what your daughter will see when she's I dare, honestly, and you know what? What's the point? And you're going to hit me all over the next couple of days.
No,
when
I'm not going to talk to you.
When you're knowing the Terry, when you're away bubbling and green, you're going to come bubbling and green on your knees and
man,
going about.
It's me that's always finished that.
Van. What did I.
Man, I didn't want to talk to you.
Scumbag.
Rat, I don't want to talk to you.
No idea.
It's tearing the nation apart,
no,
obviously.
No, no
did you add those bleeps in there, or were they in there already?
Oh, no, I had to add those in.
Did you? Okay, so you could at least understand the.
They were cursing.
The curse words.
Yeah. I
don't. I don't believe that there's like a swimming dinosaur. You know, there's a lot of weird stuff in the oceans and in lakes all across the world. There's just no giant brontosaurus swimming looking thing that exists over in Scotland.
What about what if it was there though? Because DNA could residual DNA could be left. So, do you think that's the case?
Man, no.
It used to be there and it died.
Yeah, I think there was a dinosaur there before the asteroid hit the Earth. Sure.
I mean, all the weird stuff that washes up in the... Have you ever seen a narfish before?
Oh, those things are wicked weird.
A narfish? Yeah, I mean a narwhale?
A narwhale, yeah, narfish, whatever. Well, the same thing.
I was going to say, what are you talking about?
The narfish.
No, fishes
that's where the word gnarly
amphibians.
Came from.
Whales are mammals.
Whatever, it's a narfish. It's a fish that's a gnar. It's a gnarly fish. All right, so let's move on. So... Michael Como, 47 years old, was the principal of the Catholic school that went on the field trip to Washington, D.C., like a lot of high school
Going to the nation's capital is a special time for a lot of kids, especially when they're in high school. See how government works. And, you know, I mean, there's so much history in our nation's capital.
Well, after the kids had gone to bed for the night, old Michael, the 47-year-old principal, decided he's going to go out on the town a bit.
Okay. And pair it up, cut loose.
Could you
win in D.C., win in Rome?
Could you Yelp or Google Archibald's Gentleman's Club?
Oh, of course.
Oh, boy.
Because he went to Archibald's Gentleman's Club. And the principal of the Holy Family School, which is actually, it's not even a high school, so it's K through 8. So,
elementary, middle school.
The cops got called about 2 a.m. on Friday because there was a man that was standing in the road and refusing to move after several requests. He allegedly had a service dog with him at the strip club.
Do you got to pay the cover charge for the dog to get into?
Right.
The dog just starts licking a stripper's butt.
I know.
Like, that's $20, buddy.
Hey, this is my C&I dog. Well, if he's looking, he's paying.
At the same time the incident unfolded, Como was the chaperone, as I said, of the school-sponsored trip. But unfortunately for him, he got so hammered that he was refusing to pay his bill at the strip club and then got tossed out, was standing in the middle of the road. So he faces charges of public intoxication, possession of alcohol in an open container because he took his drink with him.
Oh, no.
And the update to the story, because we were talking about this last week, is that he has now had to resign his job of the Holy Family School in their home state, and no more trips for him to D.C. Oh,
that is unfortunate. I'm looking at the Yelp reviews of Archibald's Gentleman's Club.
Is it good?
There's quite a few number one stars. This is not a strip bar. It's a bar with girls dancing on a side stage and repulsive girls at best from Los Angeles. Oh, wow. This place would not make it in L.A. Another one. Stay away. 100% hustlers. They misled and all out lied. They charged us completely different and extremely higher amounts than what we were told when we signed out for. To the tune of several thousand dollars. Take some responsibility for not looking at the bill closer, but they completely misled us.
Signed, Karen.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I know some people have this as like a nervous tic or whatever, and they can't help it, but I hate it. I hate it when people are shaking their legs. You know, like when people do that, they sit down and they like kind of bounce their knee up and down in public places. So annoying. It really is. Like, you're shaking the whole table. Like, I can hear that side of the restaurant squeaking because you can't sit still like an adult. I never say anything, really, but man, it bugs the crap out of me.
Message deleted.
Sitting here shaking my leg right now, man. Deal with it.
Yeah, I'm shaking my leg too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're hitting the table, that's
or you're hitting
problem.
Someone's
who does,
chair.
Who does that?
That's not cool.
No, don't sit there and. If you're on a plane, sit there and knock against the chair in front of you.
Yeah, that's annoying.
That's a clown move.
But sit there just shaking your leg? Like, restless leg syndrome is a real syndrome, okay?
I shake my leg.
You're such a fast walk.
A restless walk. The only calories I burn during the day are because of my leg shake.
you should put your little tracker on your ankle.
Yeah, but that's going to look like on
parole.
I am.
Please leave a message. After the tone.
I am a mover, okay? I work in a moving company, and yesterday, I kid you not, this lady wanted us to move a full litter box. And I'm not talking like a litter box that was empty, like a litter box that still had, you know, the dookies in it. So I asked her, I was like, what you gonna do with these dookies? You don't need these dookies. And she said, verbatim, it's my cat's luggage. Man. I'll let you know that we got that good tip, though.
Message deleted.
Hey, man, if she has a prepared answer that it is her cat's luggage, you got to move it. That's how it works, man. If you and like you said, you got the good tip out of it. Everything worked
what
out.
What do you tip your movers? This is always, I never know.
I hate it so much. Because
I never know what to do.
You're like, I've already paid your dumb company $8,000.
But those are the guys who are doing the leg work.
It depends on how good of a job they do. So I've had movers that have moved my stuff, and they'll disassemble everything, which seems kind of unnecessary. And then they put it together again. Well, it's all janky.
It's for packing when we moved to Houston.
Long haul moves.
Yeah, because they have to throw it on a tractor trailer.
I get it. But if they put it together and if they do a good job, it's different.
Yeah.
But generally between $40 and $60 each.
Yeah.
If they're hustling, like, which I feel is fairly generous.
I feel okay. Yeah, I'm with you.
Because I mean, you're tipping $300 after you've already spent all of this money. Like it's. You spent a lot of money already.
Moving is
like,
very
I'm already
expensive.
Broke. I'm giving you my last $300, man.
Depends on what if the company pays for your move or not. If the company's paying for your move, you go all out.
Yeah.
Okay.
For me, there are a few things in life that are there's nothing better than to pay for, and it's movers. I've hit an age when I turned 30 years old. I was like, I am never moving anyone
it's
else.
It's true because I asked you to help me move shortly after you turned 30, and you said. No. You didn't even come up with an excuse. You just said no.
Because you didn't need my help.
I didn't need your help.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
You're an adult.
I'm not an adult.
You're not broke.
I'm a huge baby.
You don't need my help. Had you needed my help, and maybe I will even amend that. I'll amend it to I'll pay for your move.
You're so full of it. You didn't have any money back then.
No, I'm not saying for your move. I'm saying now.
Oh,
but like, if I had a family member or a really close friend who absolutely needed help, you know, like an older.
What the heck? What do you classify me as, you dick?
You didn't need help.
Yes,
you were young and you had money.
I didn't have money.
That's why I said no.
Money?
That's why I said no.
Height of the recession.
I'm like, I'm not helping you move because you don't need my help.
Didn't need help.
Because. Wow. When I moved,
you just arbitrarily decided that I didn't need help.
You didn't need help.
You're a bad person. Bad friend.
Yes.
Please leave
you're a bad friend for asking. Like, if you ask, you're a bad friend.
No, you're a bad friend for not helping.
No, you're the bad friend.
You're a bad friend.
Ask for help you didn't need.
Hey, what's up, guys? I learned something today. I read on the internet. I read that the computers to, like, engineer their chips to be, like, just aerodynamically correct so that they wouldn't fly off the conveyor belt. Yes, the conveyor belts move at high speeds, and sometimes the chips would fly off. So the reason they're that shape is so that they don't go flying off the conveyor belt. And I just thought you guys would enjoy that.
Message deleted.
That's why computer chips are shaped like they are, so they don't go flying.
Like squares. They're all squares for the most part.
Or are they potato chips?
Was he talking about potato chips or computer chips?
Well, because I think there's just one size. For computer chips, I think he's shaped
like the
for,
processors. Yeah. Is that what he's talking about?
I thought he meant potato chips.
That's what I thought too.
Hold on.
Yeah,
he said computer chips.
After the tone.
Hey, what's up, guys? I learned something today. I read on the internet. I read that the computers to like engineer their chips to be like.
Yeah, it would be way cooler if it was potato chips. Because if you ever try to throw a potato chip, you know they're not very aerodynamic.
You kill somebody with the Dorito though.
Those bitches will nosedive. Yeah.
Nah, Dorito, man, you throw it like a Chinese star.
You ever get a bugle to the eye?
Oh god!
Game over. Game over.
Oh.
Not since college.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Bugles suck, by the way.
Just take that back.
Yeah, no, they don't.
Take that back. You're garbage.
They are the worst out of all the bag snacks.
No, man.
No, bugles are great, and every other friend that I have is great. They'll help me move.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So in grade school, you probably played a decent amount of dodgeball, right?
Sure, like PE.
All the way through my entire schooling
career.
They
used to call it murder ball when I was in school.
Really?
Murder ball.
They gotta roll that back. That was definitely in the 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, it was. Well, dodgeball isn't just problematic. It's a tool for oppression, say researchers. The Canadian Society for the Study of Education, they meet in Vancouver at the Congress of the Humanities and Social Sciences, and a trio of education theorists will argue that dodgeball is not just problematic, but also is used to oppress people that are physically weaker. And as somebody that has taken a number of dodgeballs to the face from those weird seventh graders who already had full mustaches, I can tell you this is true.
I mean,
it hurts, but it's necessary as you're growing up to learn the hard lesson of why you shouldn't take one of those red missiles right to the cheek.
So we played dodgeball with varying sizes of balls. I don't know if you had all the same size balls, like the kickball. It was all just
They got bigger as I got older.
No, we would have like there would be the big kickball, and then there would be the smaller like a almost baseball.
Oh,
size.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Yeah,
so there was a mixture. So it's like it wasn't like one specific movement to catch. And I always thought they're stronger guys or guys who know how to throw better. Whoever knows how to throw better can. They have a somewhat of an advantage, but even if you're not that strong, just having the reflexes to catch the ball, that's where I got most of the people out, not by throwing and hitting them. It was by catching their ball.
You didn't find it always bounced off your chest?
I had pretty good reflexes to grab those balls.
Okay. Just good ball
just,
grabber.
I mean, just bam.
Just came to you naturally. Wham, got your balls.
Yeah, it was red, boom. Blue, yellow, whatever color they threw at me. I was, bam, I got it. I would stay in the back. I would never run up to the front. That's the one that I always, like, I always
You'd always
hated.
Sprint to the front and just
nope,
bing.
I would never do it because I wasn't that fast.
Right in the kisser. Yeah. So did you guys ever stand against the wall and do it?
Yeah.
So that was murder ball for us.
That's how you get a concussion.
You just stand against the brick wall, and then people will just chuck balls at you. Yeah.
Because you can't go backwards, and you're just basically covering your boys the entire time.
So drinking 25 cups of coffee a day is still safe for your heart, according to a study. Who needs to drink 25 cups of coffee a day?
Who are the test subjects on this? I mean, that is a lot of cups of coffee.
They studied over 8,000 people in the UK. It was carried out by the British Heart Foundation. Previous studies had linked drinking coffee with hardening of the arteries that pump blood from your heart to other parts of the body. Turns out, nope, just not true. For the study, coffee drinking categorized into three groups: those who drink less than one cup a day, those who drink between two and three cups a day, and those that drink more than three. People who consume more than 25 cups of coffee a day were excluded, but they did claim that there was no increase or stiffening of the arteries that was associated with those who drank up to that highest limit.
I'm curious if they
cup of coffee every hour.
Well, no.
That's forgetting all the time that you're asleep.
If you're up for 12 hours a day, around 12 hours a day, that's...
Who's only up for 12 hours? You. All right, so that's a bad question.
What do you mean, only up for... Okay, well, maybe that's a bad... Math, maybe I'm an anomaly.
I do like to sleep quite a bit.
But if you were only up for 12, or only working, let's say you're working for 12 hours a day, that's a cup of coffee every 30 minutes for those entire 12 hours.
That I can imagine.
I would be so...
How many times do you have to go pee?
Oh, right. Constantly.
Right?
Yeah. But, I mean, I bet this study is taken into account. Not people who put a ton of half and half or a ton of just straight cream or sugar.
Oh, if you load it up with sugar and cream, it's
you're done.
Almost as bad as
a sugar drink. Yeah. And finally, a woman from India that was in East London doing a little bit of a visit with some family members was pregnant at the time and realized, oh, my God, I'm going to have this baby. Hailed an Uber, first tried to call an ambulance, but then found an Uber faster than the ambulance could get there, hopped in the Uber, had the baby right in the back of the Uber.
Is that what it sounds like? That's a sound.
Well, I mean, that's one of the sounds.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think it sounds like?
I don't know. You're the only one here with kids.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of weird, sort of gross, and beautiful at the same time, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Fired up, night number one of OBC is just 2 days away. It is happening over at the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan, and it is going to be a great show. Silver Sun Pickups, AJR, Simmel, and Shade all together. That is happening on Thursday of this week, June 6th, and then the following night, Friday of this week, Meg Myers, Grandson, Kay Flay, Ex-Ambassadors, and Catfish and the Bottlemen, also all together for night number two. Your chance to win tickets to both nights, as well as meeting all of the bands, if you can answer today's question for Know the Show, which is brought to us by our friends at CSN.
Yes, and CSN is now enrolling for fall semester with over 150 degrees and certificates and thousands of career opportunities. What are you waiting for? Go to csn.edu today and apply.
Here's today's question.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
There's a bird singing outside of my bedroom from 1 a.m. until 4 a.m. Fiance got so mad, went outside.
So Mahoney's fiance got so mad at a bird that was just singing its little ass off from 1 until 4 a.m.
What are you doing, man? We're trying to sleep. Yeah. This is a neighborhood.
This is not a time to be singing.
It's past 10 p.m. I'll call the cops on you.
It's quiet time.
I'm going to call the cops on you. Bird.
So Mahoney's fiance marched outside and did this, and that is the answer to today's Know the Show the question, which can get you tickets for both nights of OBC, which is a heck of a prize.
I can't believe it is already here. We've been talking about this show for so long, or these shows for so long.
It seemed like June was so far away.
Yeah. Right, and now it's this week.
Yeah. What's happening?
We're 2 days away.
How is it already June?
It's
halfway through the year.
How's it in the midpoint of the year?
How is it 2019?
I have not accomplished anything. 702-791-1075. Out of all of the bands that are playing over these two nights this week, who are you most looking forward
Grandson.
To? Grandson.
Grandson? Grandson is my favorite out of all of those. He's going to be night number two. I mean, he played a show for us not too long ago, and the guy just has this energy. You got to see him live. Yeah.
I've not seen AJR before. Very much looking forward to seeing AJR.
They Silver play, Sun Pickups.
Yep.
Silver Sun Pickups are always good.
And Catfish in the Bottom, and they're from Wales, and they have cool accents.
They do.
Catfish are probably the coolest out of all the guys. Yeah. AJR played a Soundhouse for us last year, back in, what is it, September, October. Yeah. Yeah. And they killed it, too. So those guys are really good live as well. So I think Bossy Rossi's done an okay job of booking these shows.
And, yeah, it was mostly us, though.
Yeah, it was mostly
us. X107.5, good morning. What's your name?
My name's Tom.
Tom, what is the correct answer? What did Mahoney's fiance do because she was mad at the singing bird?
She kicked the tree.
Went outside and kicked the tree. There you go.
Showed that bird who was boss.
Until she realized that the bird could just fly away and then come right back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Bird.
He was trying to get laid, man. He was just out there, you know, trying to holler.
Yeah, that kind of detracts from the beauty of bird singing when you think that all they're doing is just spitting game.
Yep.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, they're just trying to get laid, man. There's nothing beautiful about this. They're just there's like, what's up, girl? Let me check your tag. Were you made in heaven?
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free. There's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.